the Red Army. Founded by a variety of top leaders, but certainly very important was General Zhu De, former warlord, big on opium, he loved to smoke it, had also trained in Germany though, and Germany was one of the most powerful places in terms of military training at that time, so there's definitely a very important precedent there for the training of the army. Together, painfully, and with a great many mistakes along the way, the communists managed to bring together a very well-trained, very well-equipped fighting force called the Red Army. And this would remain the party's army then as it is today. Today it has a rather different name. It's called the People's Liberation Army, but it is still essentially the army of the Chinese Communist Party. You may possibly have heard Chairman Mao's famous statement. It's been used everywhere, from politicians to T-shirts, saying that power grows out of the barrel of a gun. This makes it sound like it means that if you have a gun, then basically you can control people. And that's part of what Mao meant. But people don't tend to remember the second half of his saying, which is more important. He went on to say, power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Therefore, the party must always control the gun, and the gun must never control the party. In other words, the party must be strong enough never to allow itself to be taken over by a military coup or by a bunch of dissatisfied army generals. Instead, they must be fully imbued with ideology that allows them to understand why they are fighting. And that, I think, brings us on to the third very important point.